I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Alan Brazil here. The following podcast may contain some adult themes and naughty, naughty words. Those of you easily offended, why don't you off and listen to Classic FM? Ozarovic, he got me on that Ozarovic one day. He says, you're coming on my show. But he told me late and I'd been out all night. I'm on this beach by the rocks in Sydney. You'd have think I'd just come out of the sea. It was pouring off me. It was so embarrassing. Ah. Hello, I'm Alan Brazil at the London Bridge Hotel, and it's time for another debrief. I'm alongside Gabby Bonlahore. Gab, what are you drinking? How's your teeth?
My teeth are better now, thank you, mate.
You look like one of them stallions down at our stud farm. Not well, bad, Bulgaria, 18 grand for the lot.
What's up with you? I'm not drinking, actually. I'm off the alcohol for a couple of days.
Are you?
Yes, so I've had a coffee. What are you drinking?
Doing something you shouldn't have been doing.
A what?
Have you been doing up to something you shouldn't be?
What does that mean?
Well, you're not allowed to drink when you take them sort of pills.
Oh, really? Oh, you got to be on your best behaviour today, mate. Haven't you?
And my daughter's held it all, don't worry.
She knows what you like?
Yes. Ish.
What are you drinking then, Al?
I'm on the Moretti. I've got the hump at the bar staff, by the
way.
Why? I keep getting bills to say, you left this, you left... No, I didn't. So I'm getting the hump.
Wasn't Joe meant to pay that bill, though?
Yeah, but this was last Friday, so... I blame Pat, to be honest.
All right, I've got a question for you. DJ Calvin Harris. Yes. You know him well, don't you?
Ali knows him very well.
Oh, not
well.
You, no.
I don't, but I know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
He's a superstar, isn't he?
Yes. Calvin Harris has revealed his bizarre tip to avoid jet lag. Your fellow Scot eats 6 raw eggs without the white, so just the yolk, and never suffers from tiredness. Would you try that, Al?
No, I don't need to, because I've never had jet lag in my life.
Haven't you?
Drink through it.
So you don't have jet lag?
No. The key is, when you land in Australia, you obviously... Gab, but you like your luxuries, don't you? So you have a nice seat. So you can have some fine wine on the way there.
You have fine wine?
Yeah. I watch 4 or 5 movies. And when you get there, you don't go to bed. You mix in with their time. You keep going. You go through the day.
So what about your wife? Does your wife have jet lag?
No, she sleeps in the plane.
She sleeps?
Yeah, okay. I can't do that.
Why?
Because my brain's too active, Gab. I'm thinking about things.
Okay, so you're sat at the bar on a plane?
Well, depends. Depends what airline I'm on, but if it's Virgin
Atlantic,
yes.
You're at the bar, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, but you can't get jet lag going to Dubai, can you?
No, but you get jet lag going to, like, Barbados.
I don't. As soon as you arrive, if it's breakfast, go and have some breakfast.
So you don't feel tired if you're, like...
No. The jet lag's all in the mind, Gab.
It's all in your head.
Calvin's talking absolute bollocks.
Okay.
6 raw eggs.
To be fair, though, I went to Malaysia recently, and I stayed on English time, because I was scared of jet lag.
Why are you scared of jet lag?
Because it affects us normal people.
What do you mean it affects you?
So
you have a couple of yawns. That's not really... it doesn't mean your left leg's not going to work, does it?
No, but it affects you a lot more as well when you return home. Say, have you been in America?
No, it doesn't.
It does.
You just...
Help me out, guys.
You touch down. No, it doesn't.
Oh, wait.
What time did you touch down then?
We touched down at 7 a.m.
in the morning.
Yeah.
So you're going to breakfast.
Yeah, then you're tired because it's like.
Then you're going to have lunch.
It's 3 a.m.
in
England.
Couple of beers. Work your way through. Get to bed at 8:30. What's wrong with that?
So you've never had jet lag, even Australia when you've
never.
I don't believe you.
Well, let me tell you. I'll give you a story then.
Go on then. Let's go.
So I went back and forward to Wollongong.
You what?
When I was playing football over there at the end of my career.
You went where?
Playing for Wollongong Wolves.
You made that up?
Gabby, will you just listen?
Sorry, go on.
I've signed for Wollongong Wolves.
Yeah, Wollongong.
Playing against Melbourne, Brisbane, and the big game. Our owner was a Greek guy, Greek Cypriot. And
Paros.
Have you ever seen Oz Aerobics on telly?
No.
Where these models are down the beach and they're doing stretches and doing this and doing that, right?
Okay.
It's called Oz Aerobics, right? This was his brainwave. And it was massive in Australia. So you had all these pretty girls. They go to the Sydney Opera House with the great backdrops. And that was his baby, right? And his name was Harry Michaels. And he phoned me up. He says, Alan, I know we said it was 6 games, but we've had a disaster, right? I'm back in England. I need you to come out Thursday, please. We're playing Sydney Olympic on Saturday, 5 o'clock, in the brand new Sydney Stadium, okay? We're playing Sydney Olympic. They're owned by Greeks. They don't like me because I'm Cypriot. I want to beat them. I need you. I said, no, I can't. He says, no, you can. So we spoke money. I went, well, maybe I'll try. The centre forward had broke his leg. Someone else got injured. He said, I've no one. I need you. I went, all right. And he said, and bring someone with you. I went, what do you mean bring someone with you? He says, we've no forwards. So I'm racking my brains. I call him back. I said, I've got a guy, right? He's a roofer, but he used to be on Luton Town's books. Good player, right? Knew him very well. Playing non-league. And I phoned him up. I said, do you fancy it? And I got him a few quid every week, right? He went, yeah, I do. I've never been to Australia. I said, okay. I said, I've got someone. Used to play. Is he good? I went, Harry, you've given me like a day and a half to find someone. He's as good as we'll get, okay? He went, fine. So we get on the plane. MAS, Malaysian Airlines.
Yes.
Business class.
Lovely.
So the problem is we're flying Thursday, we arrive Saturday morning, and we're playing Saturday night at 5 o'clock, the first game in the new Sydney Stadium.
Lovely.
So I've told the guy, and he's looking about and on. I'm going, what's up? He said, this is beautiful. I says, what business class? He said, it's the first time I've been out of the country on a plane. I went, what? I said, you're joking. He said, no. I said, well, this is really nice.
Yeah.
I said, the problem is, we've got a few stops. We've got to go to Frankfurt. Then we work our way around. We go to Kuala Lumpur, da-da-da-da. And we get to Australia Saturday morning. Right? Saturday morning. We're going to have a quick sleep because we play at 5 o'clock Saturday night.
Yeah.
He went, okay. I said, you okay with that? He went, yeah. So I said, somewhere along the line, we got to stop drinking. True story.
Go on.
So as we take off, sir, would you like a glass of bubbly? I went, lovely, I'll have a glass.
Yep.
His name was Bruiser Keys.
Bruiser.
Paul Keys, Bruiser.
Nice.
He's
name.
Done my roof lately, right? He's a roofer.
Oh, okay.
And he went, oh, this is nice. And he's not really a drinker, right? Anyway, so we have a couple. We land at Frankfurt, let a load of people on. And it's our first long haul one, 7 or 8 hours. And champagne's flowing, very nice. He's now fast asleep. And I'm thinking, I'm trying to work out my route when I'm going to stop drinking. Because you get there Saturday, you're playing Saturday night, right? Anyway, we stop. We get to Kuala Lumpur.
Just right? Been there, yep.
Kuala Lumpur is the final stop before you fly into Australia. And I thought, right, this is it. I'll get my head down. But no. We land at the airport. We've got a 4-hour stop. They've got me a bedroom. Hilton Hotel, Kuala Lumpur Airport. And the guy's going, Alan, I've looked, I've gone, no. Last time I was there, I knew this guy. Man United mad. He went, Alan, I heard you were coming. I've looked at the passenger list. Come on, friends to meet you. I go in the pub in the Hilton Hotel. We're playing darts, we're playing pool. 4 an hour, I'm back on the plane. Right, so I stopped drinking in Melbourne.
Yes.
We went Kuala Lumpur, Melbourne. And I thought, shit, I've got a game. A game coming up here. And Melbourne's what, an hour and a half or something, the plane?
Yeah.
We got off the plane at Sydney and they've got the press there, and Harry's there, right? Oz aerobics guy. Alan! He takes a look at me, he's gone, Alan! And before he can say, I say, I'm not flying that airline again, they are rubbish. The turbulence, up and down, bump, it must have been the pilot's first flight. I said, oh, no, no. He went, are you okay? Can you play tonight? Well, yes, no problem. This is Paul. Paul, go on, have a sleep. So we have a quick sleep, shower, down there. 15 minutes in, Bruiser Keys, down the right-hand side, beats one, beats two, far post, Brazil, 1-0. Far post, Gab, oh, tapping.
Really? Tapping?
It was a tapping.
Tapping merchant.
And unbelievably, we beat Sydney Olympic 1-0.
Thanks to your goal.
And I'm breathing out my arse the last 15 minutes. I am now taking corners, free kicks, throw-ins. I'm wasting time. They're going crazy. I'm, hurry up, ref, book them. Anyway, 2 minutes to go. They've hit the post, hit the bar. The keeper's making great saves. We're still 1-0 up. Bruiser's been hauled off, right? He's been hauled off. And I get a throw in the far side and I hear this, Pelly. That used to be my nickname at Ipswich as a kid, because my surname, Brazil.
Oh.
I look round, there's a guy I played in the youth team and reserves with, Scottish guy, who immigrated. He's row three. I've jumped the wall. We're hugging each other. Referees ran over, yellow card, get back on here. Oh. And we ended up winning 1-0, right? So we get in the dressing room. I think I'm going to get a bollocking, but we win 1-0. I've scored. Harry Michaels has gone crazy. Get in there. He's only won 10 grand with the Greeks had a bet on him. And I am falling over. I've had it. I just want to sleep for a week. Alan, we're going out in Sydney all weekend now. Come on, let's go. Let's party. I'm like, what? Anyway, to finish off, well, we're now there for another 6 games. 1-4, drew 2. Never lost. And Oz Aerobics, he got me on that Oz Aerobics one day. He says, you're coming on my show. But he told me late, and I'd been out all night. I'm on this beach by the rocks in Sydney. You'd have think I'd just come out of the sea. It was pouring off me. It was so embarrassing. Ah. And I came home, and he wanted me to come out again. I went, no, I can't. I think I've done about 14 games. So I can't do any more.
Never again.
So jet lag's a load of nonsense.
Well, I'll never complain about jet lag again, Al. Well said, mate. So, Alan, the Cheltenham Festival is upon us. Have you got any tips, not on the course, off it, how to survive the Guinness tent?
Stay away from me.
Why?
Because it's impossible for me.
What do you mean?
It's impossible, Gab. So, itinerary goes as follows.
Go on.
Sunday, Ligon Arms, Broadway.
What is that for people that don't know?
The Ligon Arms is a famous hotel.
Oh.
Where King Charles stayed before the Battle of Evesham against Cromwell.
What year was that?
I've no idea. English Civil War.
Oh.
Right? When Parliament ousted the...
1800s.
I've no idea.
Oh, okay.
1800s. What do you know about that?
Hey? Go on, so, carry on.
So I'm staying there. It's medieval. It is stunning. It's beautiful. So we have a lovely Sunday down there. Bit of dinner. Roaring fires, log fires, massive fires.
Lovely.
10 foot wide, 6 foot tall, big fireplaces. Monday morning up early, 5 o'clock pickup, John Joe Neal's yard, about 10 minutes from the Ligon, Broadway. Broadway, by the way, is...
What's Broadway?
Broadway's a village. It's in Worcestershire, actually, on the Worcestershire-Gloucestershire border. Lord Bell lives there, Rupert Bell. He's got his estate down there in Broadway. Yes. Rupert Bell, couldn't tip cold, but he's a great guy. Anyway, so we do the show from John Joe's, and we have guests there, and John Joe invites all his owners. They've got a triple fridge full of champagne. As soon as the show's over, away we go again.
Oh,
and it's so nice, and then he gets a few of the horses out, and we have a look. It's just a beautiful day. Then we go to this gorgeous village after at Chipping Camden.
Heard of that.
Pub, beautiful. The Eight Bells. Where, let me tell you, the local church, again going back to the Reformation when the Battle of the Civil War was going on, when the parliamentarians were getting control, they were worried about burning the monasteries, the Catholics.
Yeah.
So they hid the bells from the church under the pub. So there's a passageway from the Eight Bells to the church.
Really?
So we have a great Monday in there.
Lovely.
Great. Back to Broadway. I move into a house that I take every year in Broadway.
House, yeah.
Lovely. Every year I rent it for a week. And then DJ Ed picks me up the following morning, 5 o'clock, and we go down to the course, where we go at the Coral Box, 6 till 10, Guinness Village, 10:17.
First
pint
right.
of Guinness, I pour it, drink it, of the festival on the Tuesday, and then, you know, that's it. You just meet so many people, so many friends, they all know where you are, and it's a long, long day.
And then when the day's finished, what do? Do you go home?
I go home, shower, and bed.
Oh, shower and bed? You don't stay and have a few drinks?
No.
Oh.
It's too difficult. It's too hard.
Huh?
Too hard. Tuesday's all right. Wednesday's all right. Thursday, I'm beginning to struggle. Friday, I can't walk.
Really?
Simple as that, yeah. At 4 o'clock, I'm out the course. Because I'm finished, I do go back to the Ligon or the Broadway Hotel, sit in front of the fire, couple of glasses of red and bed.
But you see, what's important though is that you always make sure you go on holiday a couple of days afterwards,
yes,
don't you?
I'm very lucky.
It's really important.
I'm going to the Alps for a bit of fresh air.
Are you?
A detox, yes.
Lovely. You going to do some skiing?
No, knees are no good, but I will lunch, read books, and detox.
Lovely. What's detox for you?
Whispering Angels.
That detoxes the beer
but
and the Guinness.
It doesn't count there, Gab, because you're at altitude. And the snow is beautiful and the air is crisp and clear. And you feel brand new when you come back and you start all over again.
Okay. So is Joe in Cheltenham, is Jill coming?
Yes.
She's staying. Comes,
she's my minder.
Minder?
Oh, she picks me up every day. Every day.
Picks you up from Cheltenham?
Yeah.
And drops you home, you shower and go to bed?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Might have a toast there, a bit of a sandwich in bed.
What about Jill? Take for some nice dinner.
No.
You could go for a nice dinner with her.
She'll be down there with Hugo, and she'll walk the dog, and you know she'll mosey about the shops, the village. It's a beautiful Broadway.
Yeah, it is
isn't it? Stunning.
Yeah.
All you mob come down. All you Brummies come down. In the
we love it. Yeah. It's only an hour.
All right, Al.
All right. How am you, Al? How am you?
It's just Gabby's family, or what?
Oh, God. So, who's the most famous person you've met at a festival? Cheltenham.
Depends. You're talking about rock stars? You're talking about...
Not Rod. Someone else.
Rod's been there. God, there's been loads.
Name the top one.
Well, great jockeys and trainers and... Eddie
Earn.
No, what's his name? Eddie Jordan. God, sorry, Eddie. Eddie Jordan always pops in early. Top Formula One with him. He's banned.
Who's that?
Ex-Formula One owner.
Oh... Yeah.
Fergie, Sir Alex, yeah.
Sir Alex, yeah.
Oh, there's so many. A lot of the rugby boys come in. A lot of the Sky guys come in. A lot of ex-footballers come in. It's just magic.
Yeah. Special time, isn't it?
It is. It's just wonderful. But you can get carried away. And you forget the time and you have drinks. And you.
Do you think that Al... we know Ali won't because he'll be working. But could Ali last the whole day with you and make it to work next day?
No. He'd be watching
I don't think
plants.
He could, you know.
He would find a place in the bar with a few plants.
Where he could throw his drink.
So when you're not looking, psht, he pours them.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
McCoy's.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that. You know, some people like to drink a lot. Others don't. And Ali's got 12 jobs now, so he's got to be very careful.
Yeah, you're right. You're not wrong.
Boom, boom.
So we've got someone called Basil Brush. He's the nation's favourite puppet. Basil Brush.
Never heard of him.
Anyway, you're supposed to be on breakfast this week, but he's gone on to drive. What happened with that, Al?
I spoke to his agent,
yeah?
And I said he's better off with two Muppets with a puppet.
Oh.
Yeah. He's not going
to... Who were the two Muppets?
Hold on a minute. On breakfast this morning, we had Ray Winston.
Yeah.
Right? Damian Lewis.
Damian.
From Homeland.
Exactly.
Right?
Proper guest.
From Band of Brothers.
Yes.
How can I have Basil Brush on with them? Give us a break.
But maybe some of the listeners like Basil.
No, I doubt.
Don't think so.
No. A long time ago. Yeah, he's Basil's got to be. He's
I had to Google him to be
he's
fair.
He's got to be minging now. He's got to be 50-year-old as a pupper.
He's got to be a 50-year-old.
His ears have got to be falling off. His tail's all chewed. No, he's not coming on.
What's the problem with old puppets?
Gabby, A, I don't like to stick my hand up the backside, and B, I don't want to talk to them.
Okay, all making sense.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Alan, your mate, I think he was your mate before, wasn't he? X Factor presenter Louis Walsh.
He's not my mate.
Oh, okay. He has entered the Big Brother house. He's already been involved in the first argument. How do you think he'll get on? What's he like? I don't know him.
I only know him from X Factor, but...
What's he like?
Well, Jedward, that the chunk was in there with. Jamie O'Hara was in Big Brother, wasn't he?
He lost,
with
didn't
Jedward.
He? And he lost
they
to the...
They beat him.
Yep.
But to be fair to Jamie, he said they were good lads, but, oh, come on, are they talented? Crikey. It's not exactly Lennon and McCartney, is it? And Louis finds all these boy bands. And to be fair, he's been very successful, but I just don't get it, me. I look at modern music now and I think it's garbage. Not all of it, but some of them are.
So you don't think he's good on X Factor, spotting talent, no?
No, no, I don't, no.
Fair enough.
No. I think Simon's good.
Simon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I think some of the girls are really good, but Louis, no. I can't take Louis serious. But he's probably a nice guy, so I don't want to hammer him too much.
So you think he might do okay then?
On Big Brother?
Yeah.
Well, people loved X Factor in those days, didn't they?
Yeah.
So people will watch it because he's on, so it's a great pick from the people who make it. But now, Louis, he wouldn't be my cup of tea, to be honest. But he's done very well for himself. Good luck.
So he's not your cup of tea?
Absolutely not.
No. Absolutely. No. Out of all the Talk Sport presenters, managers, co-hosts, who would do well in the Big Brother house?
Oh, I think Parler would be brilliant.
I reckon he would be a lively.
Yeah, I think Ali would be good as well, wouldn't he?
Who wouldn't be good then?
Who wouldn't?
I think Simon Jordan would annoy people, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, but that's what they want. They want controversy,
yes,
don't they? Who wouldn't? Well, you couldn't have Andy in there, could you? Jeez.
Imagine.
Nah, you couldn't have Andy Jacobs in there. You couldn't have Paul. They're different type of people, aren't they?
Carlton Cole?
Carlton. Oh, yeah. I love Carlton. But would he be good in... No.
He'd get lost, wouldn't he?
You got to be... He wouldn't find the house.
No. Don't make me laugh.
You wouldn't find the house. But there's loads. Would Cundy do any good? Andy Goldstein, would he go in there? The chump would dive at it, wouldn't he?
He's already done it, hasn't he?
Yeah, but he'd dive at it again.
Yeah, oh, I'd love it. He loves a bit of fame, doesn't he?
Although, saying that now, he's a Hollywood superstar.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to that series coming out.
It's out in May.
The Chunk and Bridget. That should be... It was Mark and Mindy, now it's Jamie and Bridget.
Bridget.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.